from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome to the program In the Saviour's Name. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he'll also be letting us hear another excerpt from the testimony tape of Mrs. Pat Johnson, wife of Pastor Bertie Johnson. All of that in a few moments, right after these words in song.
Welcome to our gospel program. We're delighted to have you with us. We come to the final extract from the testimony of Mrs. Pat Johnson that we have been featuring on our program here. You'll hear at the end of the program information as to how to contact us, and you jot it down. Have a pencil and paper to hand. Jot it down, contact us, and we'll send you a free copy of the tape. We featured Pastor Bertie Johnson's testimony, and now we've been featuring the testimony of his wife. And it's right that we do so, because you know they both got converted within hours of each other, although neither of them realized that God was taking a dealing with their partner. We have been looking last week at the first petition of the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name. And we've been considering the name of God. Maybe there's more to the name of God than perhaps you think. Well, we'll be giving that some thought in just a minute or two. But first of all, we're going to hear a further extract from Pat's testimony. Now, we more or less left her story last week with her, on the spur of a moment, saying to Bertie, I'd like to go along to church tonight. Would you take me? She and Bertie were down in Bundoran. It's a Sunday evening. They weren't there to go to church. But the hotel that they had been planning to go to and perhaps have a meal and have a drink and just have a good old night on the town, it was closed. And suddenly it entered her head, I'd like to go to church. And Bertie, who was not a churchgoer by any means, he didn't know where to take her along, and she insisted. So they had a look around, and they came upon this little Methodist church in which there was a convention, and I think it was the last meeting of the convention. And so they slip in. And during the service, the preacher, who came from Scotland, Pat will tell us his name in a minute or two, the preacher began to tell the story of his meeting with a young girl called Mary. She was a very troubled young lassie, troubled about sin, troubled about her soul, but nobody understood what it was that was wrong with her, and a friend decided that she would bring Mary along to meet with this minister. And he's the minister in that church that night, and he begins to tell the story of Mary. Suddenly, Pat realized that Mary's problems were her problems also. Listen as Pat takes up the story right now.
And so that girl took her to see the Reverend Sidney Martin, who is now telling the story. And he said how that morning Mary came into his study. And then Mary started to try and tell him what she was looking for. Well, this man was very gracious. He says to her, "Mary, do you have a Bible?" And she frowned. She said, "Oh no, I don't have a Bible. I have a prayer book." Well, he said, "Don't worry." And I could identify with that because I had no Bible. I had lots of religious things, but never had I God's Word. So he said, "Look, I want to introduce you to someone, Mary. Someone out of the Bible. Have you ever heard of the Lord Jesus Christ?" Well, of course she had, and so had I. Lots of times. I knew that he'd been born into a manger. I knew all about him, his miracles. I'd read about them. I'd been taught them. I knew that he'd gone to a cross. I knew he died. I knew he'd been a good person. But I didn't know that he died for me. What I didn't know was that I was a sinner. What I didn't know was that the works that I had behind me, and there were many, and they were all that I was depending on, weren't worth that. And in a matter of moments, that man began to show Mary a little bit of her life. I was hearing my life. The works, the pain, the praying, good as it was in my mind, yet it wasn't going to justify in the end time, at the end of the day. It wasn't enough. And what I was to hear was something that I hadn't heard. That why Jesus went to the cross was to take our sin and to sacrifice his spotless body. He himself, who knew no sin, was to take my sin and your sin upon his body and die so that I could live. I could put my trust in him. I could be a new creature in Christ. Now, it was so simple that although I had no background, as I've told you, of knowing about being saved or being born again or anything like that, but I knew that I was hearing something that I hadn't heard before. And you see, what was happening was that I had been prepared for those previous weeks in that I was seeking, but I didn't know what for. And here I was hearing of a girl in the same position, seeking, and here she had been confronted with the Lord Jesus. And here I was that evening being told of the Lord Jesus, that he had died for me.
May many of you listening determine in your heart, "I am going to get that tape. I want to know how that story ends." May God have gripped your interest. Listen in at the end of the program and you will obtain the information you need to write to us in order that you might obtain the copy of the tape. It's free. Remember that, it's free. And we'll be glad to send it to you. Now turn to Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 9. "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We're thinking about the name of God and how that it ought to be the chief desire of the Christian to have God's name hallowed, to have it honored, to have it glorified. That's the prime objective. It's the very first petition the Lord would have us to pray. It should be the first concern in our lives. Now, we mentioned last week about the meaning of the term name of God. And we indicated that just as you are known by your name, and your name is exclusively yours, so God has a name. Well, in truth, he has many titles and many names. In fact, there's over 100 or thereabouts given in the Bible. Of course, as we pointed out, so glorious is God's character and so manifold his honor that many names are required to give some expression to the one to whom these names belong. God's name reveals him to us. And the many names that are in the Bible reveal to us God. That's why so many names are needed. So vast, so great, so glorious is God, that we need many names in order that there might be set forth to us, through his names, his wonderful person. For instance, in the verse 26, you have the character of God in a title given us there. Verse 26 of chapter 26, we read, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feedeth them. Your Heavenly Father. God is a father to his children, in every sense of the word. He is a father. Earthly fathers are but poor representatives of the fatherhood of God. The love, the tender care, the watching, the delivering, the protection, the provision, all that the name Father, the title Father, conjures up before our mind, so is God all these things to his people. In Isaiah chapter 41 and the verse 14, I'll just turn it up here in my Bible and read the verse to you. Isaiah chapter 41 and the verse 14. Here's another title given us of God. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. God is holy. God is holy. Holy through and through. God is of such holiness that he will not behold even iniquity. Oh, that we might recognize this. Men think on God, you know, and have a most profane notion of God. God is holy. He is called in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and the verse 11, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. The one who is Lord of an army is in charge of an army. He holds great power in his hand. The one who is in charge of all armies holds all power in his hand. And that's just an indication of the power of God. He is the Lord of hosts. This is the character of God. Again, we are reminded of the deeds that God engages in by the titles given to him. And I'm only skimming the surface of the titles of God. Romans chapter 11 and the verse 26. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer. That's one of the titles of God. He's called the Deliverer. He delivers man from their sins. He delivers his people day by day from the threat of their enemies. He is called in Isaiah 53 in the verse 3, Man of Sorrows, one acquainted with grief. That's a reference, of course, to Calvary, where the Lord Jesus took upon himself the sins of his people and there died in order to save his people. Oh, the names of God. I feel so helpless in trying to get across to you the wonder of God as represented in his names. And we are to hallow his name. Tune in again next week. We'll continue this study of the Lord's Prayer. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.